I looked and I was down the branch here burning, brushing the burnt on the old log where he swallowed that thing and died in that log. Mm. Well, if they swallow them, they can't get them out and they'll have to die.
Mm. What would, if you had a good set of dishes, if someone had a real fancy set of dishes nowadays, what would they be made out of?
They call them china.
What would you call an egg made out of that?
A what?
An egg made out of that?
I wouldn't know.
Did you ever see a china? You know, when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
One is called a pulley bone.
Any stories about that?
Nah, I've seen them pull them bone, but there ain't nothing to that.
Which end do they want to get?
The shortest end.
Mm-hmm.
Want to get the shortest end and get mad for it.
Where would you turn the cows out to graze nowadays?
Put them on the outside in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Put the calves, and buy a little calf path to keep the calves. And they either keep the calves on the little patch till night and turn him out, milk the cows, they even put the calf out. Keep the cow in the pen.
What kind of pen?
Called a cow pen.
Uh-huh.
About 20 foot square.
Where would you keep the hogs?
Turn them outside and let them go. We had a big pen built. We wanted to shut them up, get a hold of one of them, to feed them in the pen, put up the gap, put razor rails up and put a block under them.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go in there and then put them up and take the block out, and he can't get out.
Mm-hmm. What kind of pen did you call that?
A hog pen.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could all walk around, you'd call that the...
Had a place to walk around,
yeah.
Out of the barn.
Well, yeah, fenced-in area right around.
Called a lot.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a place now where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and all?
Dairy.
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else?
You have to know where one was.
Did you ever hear people call anything else a dairy?
No. Dairy's all I've heard of. Williams used to have one to run it for 20 years. That's all I heard him call.
Uh-huh.
A dairy.
Did you ever have a dairy?
No.
Where would, a long time ago, how would people keep milk and butter to keep it from going bad?
Put in a long can, they call, look like, call it a milk can, put on a rope, hang it down in the, close to the water in the well.
Mm-hmm. That keep it pretty cold?
Yeah, keep it cold. Don't put it in the water on your well, just let it hang about a foot from water, just cold as ice down.
What about keeping potatoes or turnips? How would they do that?
Well, they'd bank them like a sweet potato.
How do you, what's the bank?
Just pile them up, put corn stalks, set them up around them like an Indian hill, and put dirt around the bottom, put a shed over them, something to keep the water from raining on them.
Mm-hmm.
You put collards in there too to keep. I've seen them take the shovel and dig up the collar, they'd have that big round, put them on a big shed.